This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The manhunt in Idaho is over. Authorities say a suspect started a fire on Canfield Mountain, and when firefighters showed up, he shot and killed two of them. Cody County Sheriff Robert Norris says they had to move quickly to recover the suspect's body because of the flames, and he's confident no civilians were harmed.
We believe that everybody is off the mountain, so any civilians that were hiking during that time, we believe it's likely had they been injured, they would have came forward.
KREM-TV reporter Regan Gallo says the community and law enforcement are in mourning.
A lot of what the authorities said, they don't know how they feel yet because they just had to react so fast to the devastating news and the loss of two lives. And so as we go through this week, I think it's really going to be an emotional toll through the holiday, through 4th of July, when law enforcement and first responders are keeping people safe during a fun time of 4th of July. But truly, truly devastating for the community.
North Carolina is a contested battleground state, but Republican Senator Tom Tillis announced he will not be seeking re-election. CBS's Nicole Killian has more.
Two-term North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis calls it quits. The GOP lawmaker announced, "It's not a hard choice, and I will not be seeking re-election." Tillis was one of two Republicans who voted against a procedural motion to move forward with President Trump's tax and spending cut bill late Saturday. Tillis cited his opposition to provisions that would cut Medicaid. Before Tillis's announcement, the president warned of a potential primary challenge against him.
The U.S.-China trade war could impact the availability of fireworks for this July 4th holiday. CBS News correspondent Chanel Call reports.
More than 90% of fireworks come from China. Executive Director of the American Pyrotechnics Association, Julie Heckman.
Well, the timing of the tariffs couldn't have hit at a worse time. The majority of U.S. importers told China, do not ship our product. We can't afford to pay.
Then last month, tariffs were pulled back to 30%.
It's creating a supply chain problem.
The largest pride celebration in the country was held in New York City Sunday with millions in attendance.
The LGBTQ plus community and allies say they're here to celebrate and raise awareness, like Janaya.
Just acknowledging that we exist and we are important and we're always going to be here is so important to me.
Now, this year's Pride theme is Rise Up, Pride and Protest. And folks here say they're here to fight for their rights. Meet Sam.
I do feel like we are in some sort of shadow right now. We are showing that we will not disappear.
Amanda Alexander for CBS News, New York.
This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Before tomorrow's game, the Racine Raiders will hold a moment of silence to honor the memory of legend Ron Hart, who passed away this week. Hart played for the Raiders from 62 to 75, earning 12 all-league selections and later coaching, serving on the board, and having his number 75 retired. He was also a respected official for three decades and served as head of officials for the Professional Indoor Football League. Outside of football, he was an elected official in Racine for 22 years. The Raiders community, including us here at WRJN, are asking everyone to keep Ron's family and friends in their thoughts and prayers. One officer is fighting for his life. The other is expected to be okay. Two Milwaukee police officers were shot while responding to a call last night. Police are searching for a suspect described as armed and dangerous. It's believed they know who they're looking for, but have not yet released a name. After a chase involving Mount Pleasant police, Racine County Sheriff's deputies, and the State Patrol, a driver still wouldn't give up and was tased yesterday. A statement says a 28-year-old Racine man refused to comply with officers after the chase ended on Highway V. It started with an attempt at a traffic stop on Highway 20 near Prairie Drive. The suspect now faces charges including operating while revoked, fleeing an officer, and recklessly endangering safety. What's called a Stop the Billionaire giveaway bus tour will arrive in Racine Monday. The effort is from groups called Fair Share America and Unrig Our Economy. It's meant to bring together local and state leaders to challenge federal budget and tax proposals they say would hurt Wisconsin families. Racine Mayor Corey Mason and State Representative Greta Neubauer will speak at the event outside the courthouse Monday at 10. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
A new deal for Bobby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks offering Bobby Portis Jr. a 3-year contract extension worth $44 million. Portis asks why he's grateful Doc Rivers is his head coach.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball and just letting the game come to me. And it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Meanwhile, Kevin Porter Jr. has declined the Bucks' offer to stay in Milwaukee and is instead headed to free agency. Baseball. Brewers have the day off. They travel to New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing in extra innings yesterday to the struggling Colorado Rockies, 4-3. Not enough production at the plate, said Pat Murphy.
We had 3 hits through the 9th inning, I believe, and one was a bloop and one was an infield hit. We had 4 hits and 2 homers that were timely and great. More and more, we couldn't finish the job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a thunderstorm or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to 81 for a high. Tonight, clear, 65. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83. By Wednesday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
New York is the only people in the world you ask one question, where do you live? They got to give you 3 answers. Where do you live? Brooklyn, 54th Street, Fort Greene Projects. You don't hear that in L.A. It don't sound right with brothers. Where you from? South Central, Watts Towers, my mama's house. You don't sound right with foreigners either. Where you from? Africa, Jungle Road, Hot 52.
I've done everything I can. I hope that you will say that I'm your loving man. Make up your mind and do what you're gonna do. Well, you know how I feel, so I'm leaving it up to you. It's all
That's Rick Nelson. It's up to you. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I want to thank you for joining me. I'm Don Rosen. And what is today? Today is Monday, 4th of July, coming up Friday. We got all week to get the plans all settled. A lot of people coming over, people's houses, barbecues. I love the 4th of July. I just do it. To me, that's summer. And it's kind of unique to America, too, because people think, do they have a 4th of July overseas like in England? Yeah, they have a 4th of July, but they don't celebrate it. Everybody's got a 4th of July. It's just not celebrated. And I don't know how they feel about it in England. I mean, basically, we're celebrating kicking the British out of America on that day. So I'm not quite sure how they're how they feel about it. Anyway, yeah, it's coming up Friday with the big parade downtown Racine. I'll be in the parade with Lou Regani in one of his classic cars. That should be fun. Cindy Huber will be filling in for me. She'll be here from 6 a.m. till noon. We'll be talking on the radio from the parade route. Should be a lot of fun on the 4th of July. Love having Cindy back. It's going to be partly sunny today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 84. I got a new roof put on my house on Saturday, so that's good. Partly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Low 66. Sunny tomorrow and sunny on the 4th of July, by the way, with a high near 87. Looking forward to that, huh? Nice weather. Got the Beatles, Lady Madonna. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet.
Madonna at 6:13, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, there's a weight loss product called Dental Slim. You ever hear of it? What do you hear this product? They use magnets to lock your mouth shut, so you're forced to stick to a liquid diet. People online think it looks like a medieval torture device. It goes on the top and bottom molars in your mouth and only lets your mouth open 2 millimeters, so you're forced to stick to a liquid diet. Comes with a key that lets you open it up if there's an emergency. I can't imagine that anybody buying something like that. But I guess if you're desperate to lose weight, I still can't imagine anybody buying it. I didn't want to know what it looks like. Sam and Dave, hold on, I'm coming. 6:14 here at WRJN.
Don't you have it? Yeah.
Nurses Hospice Alliance, you receive support from expert-level caregivers every step of the way. From understanding the Medicare, Medicaid hospice benefit and what private insurance companies cover, to grief support for the whole family. Hospice Alliance will always provide the very best care to every patient who comes to them and will never turn away a patient for inability to pay. At Hospice Alliance, adding life to days is their goal. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
It's 617 local news, timeless hits here at WRJM. Got a new poll on the components of the ideal barbecue plate for the 4th of July. You ready for this? All right. Burgers, hot dogs, potato salad, corn on the cob. Perfect, right? All right, now here's what's not perfect, according to the poll anyway. Veggie burgers and garden salads. Now, we like them, but not on the 4th of July. I don't know why, but yeah, you got burgers, hot dogs, potato salad, corn on the cob. Perfect for the 4th of July, right?
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Midwesterners believe in hard work, learning valuable skills, and making smart decisions. We have a right to the things we are willing to work for, but we know that sometimes we all need a little help when things get tough. We believe in helping those who've been knocked down or left behind, and we do that. And so should our government. The current budget bill going through Congress is supported by people who have forgotten that they are there to work for us. Instead of giving tax dollars back to us in times and in places where we need help, they want to give it away to those who don't need it. A lot of billionaires worked hard for their money, and good for them. But our government giving them tax breaks that simply increase their wealth is not a smart decision, and it's not what Midwesterners know is fair. We all deserve the opportunity to increase our standard of living. We don't want handouts. We just want a fair shake, and this budget bill does not do that. Call your representatives and tell them that the hardworking middle class needs a budget bill that works for us. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
You're invited to the soft opening of Mahoffers on Main July 1st. Be the first to experience Racine's newest hotspot, Mahoffers on Main, located at 236 Main Street. Grab your crew, throw on your favorite boots or sneakers, and get ready to make some memories. Serve an ice cold beer, house poured moonshine, and top shelf whiskey. Everything for a great night out. With a playlist that hits everything from country classics to party anthems and throwback jams, there's something for everyone on the speakers. Doors open at noon July 1st.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Attention, avid readers, if there are still any left. You can never have enough psychological thrillers, as far as I'm concerned, and thanks to Amazon, there is a new one on the way based on a best-selling book. The streamer has purchased rights to Freda McFadden's The Tenant, which has been atop the New York Times bestseller chart for 7 weeks. The story follows Blake Porter, a marketing executive who loses his job and takes in a boarder to help make ends meet. You can imagine how that goes. Tough to find a good roommate, much less one who won't try to kill you. If you haven't been to Summerfest yet, but have been meaning to go, you still have time. One more weekend, to be specific. The third and final weekend of one of the world's biggest music festivals kicks off again this Thursday, July 3rd. This upcoming weekend's music lineup includes Benson Boone, Fountains of Wayne, Social Distortion, John Oates, Without Hall, that doesn't seem right, Everclear, and the Lumineers. Hot fun in the summertime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online. WRJN.
Hayes in Chatham Grove, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. I have to tell you my, I think I may have mentioned this. I'll mention it again, though. My Dewey Brothers story. I was working at a radio station back in the 70s, and I was the morning personality. And we were one of the presenting radio stations for the Dewey Brothers concert that was coming to town. And, of course, all the announcers got tickets to go. And I didn't want to go because I'm tired. You know, I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning, and this concert is going to run late. So we went to the concert. They dragged me along, and Poco was the opening act. And I heard the first song. I said, I'm going to take a snooze here for a little while. Wake me up when the Doobie Brothers come on. And so I'm sleeping. They woke me up, and it was time to leave. I missed the entire Doobie Brothers concert. I slept through it. And I said, why didn't you wake me up? I don't know. You look so tired, and you were sneezing, or you were just laying there, and they covered me with a coat. I look like Weekend at Bernie's, like a dead body they brought along with me. Anyway, so I missed the whole concert. I never got to see him. It's 6:25, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJA with Neil Sedaka. Sedaka breaking up his heart to do. He redid that song later on. I think in the 70s he redid it, and he made it a slow version. So he actually had a big hit with that song twice. 6:28, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Says Americans have fewer friends than they used to. 15% of men, 10% of women say they have no close friends whatsoever. I think I do. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I do. Yeah. I mean, a close friend is someone you can hit up for like a couple of $1,000 and they'll give it to you. If that's the case, I don't have any friends. Love is Blue. Here's Paul Moriarty. 6:28, WRJN. Yeah, not too many instrumentals ever made it to the top of the charts in recent years, but that one in 1968 did, Love is Blue. I think that's one of the last instrumentals to actually make it the number one on the charts. All right, one more thing here before we get to news. Things that have more sugar in it than a donut. Are you ready for this? One glazed donut has 10 grams of sugar. Keep that in mind, 10 grams. A Whopper hamburger is 12 grams of sugar, really. A side of coleslaw at KFC, 14 grams. A large latte at Starbucks, 17 grams. A 20-ounce vitamin water, 33 grams, more than three donuts. And a can of Coca-Cola, 39 grams of sugar. That's almost four glazed donuts. Whoa. 6:31, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's see what's going on this morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine man convicted of shooting his mother's boyfriend has been sentenced to 5 years of probation. Damian Mason could have gotten up to 60 years in prison after being found guilty of attempted second-degree intentional homicide. Mason was 17 at the time, claimed he was defending his mother, and his family and supporters argued he should have been protected by Wisconsin's self-defense law. The man who was shot survived but did suffer permanent arm injuries. It may have looked like an emergency over the weekend, but it wasn't. The Racine Fire Department dive team was doing some training on Lake Michigan, focusing on search patterns to find people needing help. There was also a search early yesterday morning at Quarry Lake Park after someone called in that someone jumped from the cliff. No one was found, and it's believed to have been a fake call. A popular Kenosha County Recreation Center is going solar. The Pleasant Prairie Recplex is getting a new rooftop solar energy system, with it cutting 15% from their total energy use. Village officials say they'll save nearly $4 million over the life of the system. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, with the way the heat has rolled in on Wisconsin, the last thing you're probably thinking about is winter. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. But believe it or not, some farms are still living with the repercussions of winter. We'll find out what crop is victim next.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Wisconsin vineyards suffered some damage from winter kill in 2024 going into 2025. That's the word from David Korb, owner, vintner, and grape grower at Drumlin Ridge Winery in Wanakee.
This winter was tough. There's been a lot of winter kill. The limited snow didn't insulate the ground, so a lot of the frost went deeper than we've been used to lately. And so we've had winter kill with a lot of the various vines where they just die back down to the ground and we get roots putting up shoots again. But that sets us back several years on those vines. So, and it was in various varietals. We even had our Marquette where it was splitting the cordons and the trunks have split open. So that kind of shows that maybe they started to flow sap and then we had another cold spell and they just burst open, just like water freezing or the sap freezing.
David Korb, he's the owner and operator of Drumlin Ridge Winery outside of Wanakee. He says normally Wisconsin grape varieties can withstand temperatures at 20 or 40 below, but he says because of the lack of snow cover in his small vineyard, they lost almost eight vines on each variety. He says typically they lose about three to four vines on just a few.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And dairy processors in Wisconsin, happy that lawmakers are supporting them through a $3.2 million investment in funding measures that strengthen the state's role as an agriculture exporter. Rebecca Sweeney, Senior Director of Programs and Policy for the Wisconsin Cheesemakers, says with the challenges of international marketplace volatility, supply chain disruptions, labor shortages, and biosecurity, they're grateful for the financial support of state lawmakers. Let's look at food news on a Monday. I'm PM Yonke.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a thunderstorm or two possible this afternoon. We'll get to 81 for a high. Tonight, clear, 65. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83. By Wednesday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
This city has so many beautiful women. I don't know, but I fall in love like every 10 minutes. I'm sitting on the subway. I'm like, there's my wife. There she is. Oh, she's getting off. All right. All right, there's the woman. All right, that's a man. Confusing. Life is a little easier for attractive people. Can we admit that? Think about it. If a stranger smiles at you and they're attractive, you think, oh, they're nice. But if the stranger's ugly, you're like, what do they want? Huh? Get away from me, weirdo. Yeah. Some couples here. Isn't it strange when you're single, all you see are couples? And then when you're part of a couple, all you see are hookers. That guy's, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips begging to be kissed, taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop myself. Lightning is striking again. Lightning is striking.
We just lost him about 2 weeks ago, Luke Christie. Yeah, a lot of big hits. Lightning Strikes, probably his biggest hit. 640 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. We got a ton of stuff for you here this morning. Huh. you're already sweating thinking about summer travel, you're not alone. There's a new trend out there that's perfect for you. It's called Cooltation. It's like skipping the heat and traveling somewhere where it's cool for the summer. Places like the mountains, lakes, forests, for example. How about Antarctica? I just checked the temperature in Antarctica a few moments ago. For some reason, I have all these cities that I want to check every day, and Antarctica's on there. I don't know why I put it on there, but it is. It's currently, as we stand this moment in Antarctica, minus 76 degrees. And that's not the wind chill. That's the temperature, minus 76. So if you want to cool off this summer, I suggest you go there. If you're low on money, they actually have two ATMs run by Wells Fargo in Antarctica. So there's no service charge when you use the ATMs down there in Antarctica. So good luck. And there were people that live there, by the way. It's not totally barren. There's settlements. Not a lot, but there are people that live there. So you might have some neighbors. Who knows? 641, local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Partly sunny today. Chance of showers, thunderstorms. Here's R.B. Greaves.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past 10, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman. It's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. Never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter.
It's R.B. Greaves. Take a letter, Maria. It's 6:44. Local news. Timeless Hits at WRJN. Partly sunny, chance of showers and thunder bumpers today with a high near 84. Partly cloudy, more showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Lows around 66. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 83. And checking the 4th of July forecast. You know, we're really stretching it here, checking it, you know, a couple of days out. But this says sunny and 87 degrees. Sunny and 87 on the 4th of July. Perfect. For the 4th of July parade coming up. Don't you love it? And WRJN is a proud supporter of Racine's annual 4th of July 4th Fest celebration. Lou Regani and I will be in one of those classic cars that Lou has in the parade on Friday the 4th. We welcome Cindy Huber back on the radio. Yeah, she'll be filling in for me in the studio and check in with me and Lou during the parade. Then hang around downtown for music on the monument starting at 4:30 with live music leading up to the lakefront fireworks. Happy Independence Day from all of us here at WRJN. Well, this could be embarrassing. Leanne Rimes experienced a career first last weekend when her teeth fell out right in the middle of a song. Now, see, she has a bridge for her front teeth, and she had to keep pushing them back in for the remainder of the concert. Don't they have, like, sticky stuff you can use on that? What's that stuff they have? It says, you know, put it on your dentures or whatever, and it sticks in there. You'd think she'd carry extra with them. Could you imagine that having to push your teeth back all during the concert? Whoa. It's 6:45. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's Steve Lawrence, Pretty Blue Eyes.
Thought I was in love before, and then you moved in next door. Pretty blue eyes, pretty blue eyes. All the guys from the neighborhood keep saying you sure look good with your blue eyes, pretty blue eyes.
Steve Lawrence, Pretty Blue Eyes, 6:47, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, check this out. Want to be rich and famous? All right, do like these folks do. Jeff Bezos, Mark Hamill, Lin-Manuel Miranda, he's the guy who wrote and produced the Broadway hit Hamilton, Rachel McAdams, Fred Durst, Pharrell, Sharon Stone, Jay Leno, Seal, and Pink. You know what they all did? They all worked at McDonald's when they were growing up. My advice to you is get an application today.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirocine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirocine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you receive support from expert-level caregivers every step of the way, from understanding the Medicare-Medicaid hospice benefit and what private insurance companies cover to grief support for the whole family. Hospice Alliance will always provide the very best care to every patient who comes to them and will never turn away a patient for inability to pay. At Hospice Alliance, adding life to days is their goal. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Hospicealliance.org.
Hey everybody, Ray Zirkle here from Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue on Highway 11, Sturtevant. Come on in and peruse our great selection of vinyl. Going on 8 years in July, it's amazing that we're still finding new customers every day, especially folks that are just moving into the area or maybe just never noticed us sitting in the spot that we're at. Come on out and see us on our 8th anniversary weekend, July 11th and 12th. We'll be having lots of great deals for you to take advantage of, so we'll see you there.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at RacineForthFest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Join the Racine Raiders for Military Appreciation Night this Saturday against the Fayetteville Commandos from North Carolina. All veterans and active duty military and reserves get in free. Operation Barbecue will also have a free tailgate for those that served or are serving in the military. Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
It's summertime, 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 summertime. Well, shop and books and throw away. Say goodbye to dull school days. Put the lime and change your ways. It's summertime. Well, no more studying history and no more reading gin. Orgy and no more dolce. Orgy because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular free-for-all. Well, are you coming or are you waiting? Two score pucks on my welcome plate. Hurry up before I say it's summertime. Well, I'm so happy that I flip. Oh, how I love to take a trip. I'm sorry, teacher, but sit your lip because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular free-for-all. Well, we'll go swimming every day. No time to work, just time to play. If your folks complain, just say it's summertime. And every night we'll have dance, cause what's on vacation with all romance? Oh man, this jive has me in a trance because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular or free-for-all. It's summertime. It's summertime, 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 summertime. It's summertime.
Ah, the Jamies. It is summertime. It's 6:53, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN on a Monday morning, holiday week. A lot of people taking off the entire week. Some people, you know, can't come in, don't feel good. Yeah, right. We're going to believe that. check out this. Moron news. The manager of a jewelry store got caught stealing expensive jewels. That wasn't the moron part. The moron part was she started sharing selfies of herself wearing them on vacation.
Oh, 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 oh. Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait.
Dave Clark 5, DC 5, over and over. Local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN at 6:55. Partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 84. Right now, cloudy cover, 66 degrees right here at Radio Park. How did this happen? A lifeguard impaled by a beach umbrella in New Jersey on Wednesday. The umbrella went through the woman's armpit and came out her back. She's stable. She's going to be okay, they said. But still, how does something like that happen? Whoa. 6:56, local news, Tamla's hits, hometown radio refresh from Civic Media's WRJN. Right now, Puff the Magic Dragon. Here's Peter, Paul, and Mary for you this morning.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain.
Mary, Puff the Magic Dragon. It's just about 7 o'clock this morning. Here's something you probably have never seen before. A bride and groom played rock, paper, scissors at the altar to decide whose last name to take. Now, if you want to know who won, you got to go online. I'm not going to tell you. Go check it out online. The video's there. It's exactly 7 o'clock. News time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking ocean.
This segment of Face the Nation on the radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The manhunt in Idaho is over. Authorities say a suspect started a fire on Canfield Mountain, and when firefighters showed up, he shot and killed two of them. Cootie County Sheriff Robert Norris says they had to move quickly to recover the suspect's body because of the flames, and he's confident no civilians were harmed.
We believe that everybody is off the mountain, so any civilians that were hiking during that time, we believe it's likely had they been injured, they would have came forward.
KREM-TV reporter Regan Gallo says the community and law enforcement are in mourning.
A lot of what the authorities said, they don't know how they feel yet because they just had to react so fast to the devastating news and the loss of two lives. And so as we go through this week, I think it's really going to be an emotional toll through the holiday, through 4th of July, when law enforcement and first responders are keeping people safe during a fun time of 4th of July. But truly, truly devastating.